never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Let's do this thing. Alrighty.
Happy, happy, happy Thursday. Come on in. How was Valentine's Day? That was yesterday, right? Was it? Yeah, I think it was. How was it? I can tell you a story. A long time ago, I decided to surprise my wife the evening before Valentine's Day. I gave her flowers, I gave her a card, and I gave her chocolate. She got so mad at me. She did. I didn't know what to do with it. She got mad because she's a very ritualistic person, and I had delivered to her a surprise before she was ready for her surprise, which completely wigged me out because I thought, isn't that what a surprise is supposed to be? Anyway, I have learned my lesson now. I don't do that anymore. Never will again. I will also never attempt to clean her stovetop again. Why? Because anyway, I don't know how. It is a daily boost from motivationandmove.com. Filter, focus, prioritizing your path today. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. It's important for you to do in this busy, crazy world of people trying to get your attention. Agendas, agendas, agendas. You can call it what you will, but the reality is that there's agenda all over the place, whether the media or television or, which is media, or your friends, or somebody giving you a call. You know, sometimes you get the criticism cookie thing where somebody gives you a call, they talk about really nice stuff, and then the bad stuff comes in, really nice stuff. You get off the phone pretty good about it, feeling pretty good, and you're like, wait a second, what'd they say? Sometimes there's a salesman calling, hey, what's happening, man? Boom, before you know it, you're in the door, something's happening. It's agenda, it's everywhere. There is one agenda you need to pay attention to. Yours. Now, here's the problem. Is that the right agenda? Is it the one that's going to work for you? It depends on where you are. It depends if you learn the rules, how to fit in the world. But I am who I am. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Okay. Here's the problem. You are who you are. You're going to do what you're going to do. When you come up and stand in front of me, I am who I am. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. One of us will have to be gracious and to make it work. But if we're not, it's not going to work. I don't know. You got to pay attention to the agendas. And the biggest agenda is yours. What are you after? What are you trying to do? Who are you on the inside? Good to have you here today. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationandmove.com. An experiment this week is I'm just kind of blowing through the shows. I started on the Monday show, which was about 30 minutes ago, and rolled through it, stopped, didn't stop the recording, didn't stop anything. I just turned the microphone off, hit the music again, kept going. I'm trying to see what happens when I just get a flow, a state of consciousness, to see what happens here. Yes, it's an uncontrolled hot mess. It's going to happen all along the way. I'm going to make mistakes, but that's the point. The point is to get in this place where I bring you things that may work for you. So if you're the kind of person who likes this kind of thinking, you're going to like the show, and if not, you're not. And it's okay. It's cool. There's plenty of people who do like it. Maybe it becomes a long-form YouTube video as well, huh? We'll see. I mentioned the Face Your Passion 2.0 program. I have to say, I don't know that I've ever been more excited about a program I put together. I was laughing with a client the other day. She said, well, what was your mission to do this? Because you always have to set a mission. You have to see, when you're in business, you have to decide to solve a really big problem. The bigger problem you solve, the more money you make, the more success you have in business. And business is all about money. If you don't believe in that, this is not your podcast. If you're in business, you're supposed to make money. Why? Because when you make money, you can do stuff with the money to do a lot of good. But what if you're just a personal person? Well, still the same thing. The bigger problem you solve, the bigger the reward. You solve big problems with your kids and your wife and your family members and everything else, and eventually you end up with a really cool life because look what you built. So when I set this Face Your Passion project, I said, what is my mission here? And don't laugh at me, but you can if you want to. I said, well, I'm just trying to figure out the meaning of life. I'm totally serious about it. I'm not even playing with you. I'm like, no, let's go figure this out. Nobody has really figured this out yet, although I have now learned that, yes, they have. We'll teach that later. That was it. Passion and purpose and mission and meaning and legacy and all that stuff. I'm so excited about it. So go to faceyourpassion.com, put your name on the list, and when we open, we'll open with some challenges and things like that. We'll get you in the door, teach you a lot of stuff. It'll be kind of cool, and maybe you join me in the coaching program. Get on the list anyway. It's at least a month away, but get on the list now so you don't forget it, okay? Faceyourpassion.com. Where am I here? Okay. I didn't reset my timer, so I have no idea where I am, but we're going to wing it and see what happens here today. Filtering, focusing, prioritizing your path is kind of the topic of today. So my wife and I mentioned my wife a lot this week. We eat dinner like once a week. Oh, I should clarify that. We eat out once a week. That's it. She orders like HelloFresh or Green Chef or something like that 3 days a week. She cooks a couple of meals. She's now making her own pizza for a lady who never made pizza before I met her and never drank coffee before I met her and never ate chocolate before I met her. She now drinks coffee every single day. I can buy her chocolate. She's happy. And she makes her own pizza on Friday nights. But on Saturdays, she's going to go out to eat. Now, I think it's fair. The city did Longhorn Steakhouse in Daytona Beach, Florida. If you've ever been to Daytona Beach International Speedway, right across the street is Longhorn. And even when a race goes on, you can get there. It's funny. I guess the people that go to NASCAR races don't go to eat steak. I'm not sure about that. But nonetheless, it's easy to get in. We're sitting there. Actually, the Rolex 24 was going on. We were there across the street eating at Longhorn. I had a couple of glasses of long pour wines. Don't drink a whole lot, but a couple of glasses of wine are good every now and then. So she asked me. She said, you always have this Operation Reinvention thing going on. I haven't talked to her for a long time. She said, you always have this kind of going on in the background. You're always reinventing yourself. And I haven't talked about it because I'm not really reinventing myself. I'm iterating myself. But she said, in Operation Reinvention this summer, what are you going to do? Because I want to help. And I really kind of blew a bunch of brownie points right then. Did you ever have that happen? Like somebody asks you, I want to help. What are you going to do? And you're like, okay, what is, how do I respond to this? I'll get back to you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Well, you can do this. I don't even know what to do with that stuff. But I said, I won't need your help. Took a sip of my wine. Let her look at me. Said, I need your support. She had a really puzzled look. I don't blame her. But I am locked into my goal of what I'm doing right now. I haven't even expressed to you all the things I'm doing. Doesn't matter. You didn't need to know or care what I'm doing. That's a thing. I don't need to tell you about that. You want to know? Shoot me an email. I'll tell you what I'm working on. But on this, I don't have to do that. What's this about? This is about you. But it feels really weird when it's all about you, doesn't it? I said, I don't need your help. I do need your support. However that comes to be. I'm locked in on what I want. I need two things, though. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. First and foremost, I need the ability to filter out what doesn't matter and prioritize what does. Now, those of you who listened to me for a long time will know that I'm slowly shifting. If you pay attention to these shows, you can see me moving in a different direction. I've been very upfront and honest about a couple things, like retiring this show at the end of the year. A lot of things I'm doing. You don't know the rest that's going on behind the scenes, but what I'm doing is I'm filtering. Isn't that how George Bush said? I'm filtering. Some things don't matter. I'm filtering. Some things don't matter. You got to prioritize. So I'm prioritizing what does. But see, the problem is this. So my wife doesn't know what I'm filtering out because she thinks what always has been, always will be, it is today. And I've decided to filter, but I didn't tell her I was going to filter. She wasn't privy to that. That's another fun word to say. It has multiple meanings. The ability to filter things out. She doesn't know what doesn't matter to me anymore. She's probably hoping she still matters to me, and she does. She doesn't know what I'm prioritizing because I haven't told her what I'm prioritizing. She doesn't know that. For all she knows is I'm behind the scenes doing some crazy stuff. I don't know what he's up to. Who knows? Which is pretty much the case with me most of the time. I'm always thinking about stuff. Two goals. Whatever you want in life. You've got to have the ability to filter out what doesn't matter and prioritize what does. The problem is life is going to tell you what matters, what should matter, what you should be doing. And you believe it because it comes from people. We talked about agenda yesterday and today. Lots of times when you try to filter stuff out and filter out what matters to you, you feel guilty about it. You don't quite know where to go. You don't know how to stop all the other stuff that doesn't matter. And in fact, some of the stuff that doesn't matter, you think matters. Well, I got to work. I got to make a living. I got to do this. I got to do that. No, you don't. Not that way anyway. Sometimes you're stuck doing what you got to be doing. Question is, what can you change about what you're doing so you like doing it? What can you filter what you're doing to change your mindset so it becomes different to you? You have to filter out what doesn't matter, and you got to prioritize what does. So if you don't know what doesn't matter, you got to figure that out first. If you don't know what your priority is, you got to figure that out first. Write that down, those two things. If you don't want to know those are, you got to figure those two things out. Just stack it back, reverse engineer it, back chain it, as they say in the world of dog training. What's a back chain, Scott? Start where you're going to end, then go one step back at a time until you get to the beginning, and then do it all over again until you know how to do it, and then take the road, run. That's a whole different podcast. Number two, accept 100% responsibility for reaching your goals. 100%. 100%. Literally. Look at me. I just talk like a Zoomie. As they say, I know I pick on my Zoomies. I do. And thank you guys for reaching out when you... I do. It's a thing, you know. They reach out on Facebook and they tease me back. And they're like, hey, boomer. And we have a good time with it. But 100%. As they say, if it's to be, it's up to me. Isn't that Alcohol Anonymous thing? I think it is. I've been saying that for a long time. So where'd that come from? It probably came from the big book, right? I don't know. Never read the big book. Never need to read the big book. But man, for something that's done so much good, if it's to be, it is up to me. That may be biblical. I'm not sure. Let me know if you know. I haven't gone down that road. Anything less removes you from control. If there's anything in your life you want, you got to do the stuff it takes to get it. I set off with some goals this year. It's so fun. I come here real close to me, okay? Can I just admit something to you? I set a couple of goals in place. I've talked about what I've been doing, but I told my wife what I've been doing. And she has joined in with me, and she's doing some of the things I'm doing. And I have not stopped. I have not wavered one bit because I know it's up to me. And she has wavered. She's missed a couple of steps along the way. And I've stepped in to want to help her a little bit. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that because it's not up to me. It's up to her. And I'm watching her figure it out. She's like, what is this guy doing? He set these like 7 or 8 little itty bitty goals. He's just doing them every single day. And I'm not missing a beat. And she is. It's a really weird thing. I feel very odd about that because it's like I'm leaving her out or something, or I feel I need to help her or something. That's not the case. Leading to be a better person so you can lead other people to be better people. It's up to you, man. Ma'am. You're going to find a lot of well-meaning people offering support. If you miss either one of those, by the way. Like my wife. I'm well-meaning enough to keep my mouth shut. The problem is the suggestions they make are going to be different from how you imagined your journey. And soon as that happens, you will have been pulled off your path. See, when you don't filter out what doesn't matter and when you don't prioritize what does, when you don't accept 100% responsibility for reaching your goal, because if it's to be, it's up to me. When you don't do that, somebody gets in to help you and it doesn't take long before whatever their path was becomes your path. So if you're setting off on a life-transforming goal, it is okay to accept and the support of others, just like I want to do for my wife. But your most important supporter is you. You don't need help from anybody. You can help yourself. You need to take it all inside, take a breath, forge your path, become the person you're meant to be. It's a lonely journey sometimes, but... what else you gonna do? Well, listen, it's a Scott logic. If you're thinking this is what you want to do and who you want to be, you're not going to stop thinking about it until you become who you want to be, right? And stuff's always going to get in the way. It's okay. It's up to you. If it's to be. Keep moving. Gotta get back.